Hello. So this is going to be a cold read of the podfic Go to Infinity by Nonplussed, read by Daisy Diversions. The rating is teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is Skate the Infinity. Relationships for Joe/Cherry and Langa/Recky. Additional tags for alternate universe Hikaru no Go, fluff, humor, elder gaze matcha blossom watching over the new wave of young skaters, I mean, Go players. Crossover. Summary. The Hikaru no Go AU that no one asked for. Author's notes. For Daisy Diversions, for Recency Bias Exchange 2025, and Skeet to 1 Million. So, reader's notes. I haven't been recording much for Podfic recently. I haven't been able to because I'm I'm in the middle of a family thing that I won't get into. My parents have been staying with me for, the last 3 weeks, and they don't seem to be leaving. I don't know what's happening, but they're here, and I can't record while they're here, but there was a situation that happened today that, again, I won't bore you with the details. I think I am safe to record in this way, very quietly, and I think no one will notice because of this very specific situation I'm in today. So we'll see what happens if I do end up getting overheard, then you'll never hear this recording. But if you do hear it, that means that we'll be successful. This is Infinity Week for Skate, and I really wanted to be able to contribute, especially because we're at the very finish line for Skate to 1 Million. We're really, really close. This has been such a fun event to be part of and to help run, and I think that, it's just been really great and a lovely time. And I feel like we've been able to make so much great stuff, that I've been really excited about. So I'm already feeling nostalgic about this event. So I'm glad I'm able to put one more thing out there at least. I've been working on a couple of WIPs for writing that I'm also hoping to get out, but I'm such a slow writer. Who knows what happened? I got a couple more days, but we'll see. But anyway, and as I said, I'm dealing with all this family stuff, so limited ability to do any of that. But anyway, let's get on to this. Again, I'm going to be speaking very quietly so as not to be heard. And I'm gonna hope that when I gain this up in post, you're still gonna be able to hear me okay. But this is how we're gonna talk. Hopefully it'll be a little like ASMR type podfic for you. And I'm gonna have to, it's summer here. So I'm gonna have to also do noise reduction for all of the fans that are currently running in this room, and my air purifier. Again, I'm like not in my usual recording space either, so you know, hopefully this will be okay, but it's better than nothing, right? And Nonplussed wrote me this fic for Recency Bias, and I just love it because I love Hikaru no Go and I love Skate, and this is just a perfect marriage between the two, and I love it a lot. And if I wasn't in this particular situation, I would do a long reader's note at the end talking about why I love it so much. But I'm not going to be able to do that because I don't want a chance losing my cover here. So we're doing this very surreptitiously, and maybe I'll do another proper version of it later. But anyway, let's get into the fic. The bell chimes for lunch, and Kyanreki Tudon sprawls backward out of Seiza with a groan. Across from him, Hasegawa Longa Threedon looks up from his intense focus on the Goban to give him a small, hesitant smile. In the viewing room, watching them both on screen, Sakuryashiki Meijin smirks and says, "Double or nothing, Reki surrenders mid-game." Nanjo Kisei scowls back. "I wouldn't count Reki out just yet, princess. He's got a trick or two up his sleeve. I should know. I taught him."
As if you have any tricks other than playing the most reckless, arbitrary move possible, you one-trick gorilla.
"What I have is good instincts, unlike some bespeckled nerds I know who think you can play Go by calculating every move like a robot."
"Whereas some overgrown apes I know don't bother calculating their moves at all. If how badly you lost our last game, despite all that pointless mid-game aggression, is any..."
"I'll show you aggression, douchebag."
They both slam their hands on the table between them, leaning aggressively towards each other until their foreheads are shoved up together.
That was just a
4-moku loss, whereas you surrendered mid-game the match before. Couldn't calculate an answer to my reckless arbitrary..."
"Oh, that was supposed to be Joe. Sorry. "That was just a 4-moku loss, whereas you surrendered mid-game the match before. Couldn't calculate an answer to my reckless arbitrary moves then, could you, you?"
"Sakuryashiki-sensei, Nanju-sensei, please. A Go Institute official yelps. When they both snap their heads towards him, he squeaks and ducks, then hurries on a much meager note. "I'm really sorry to interrupt. Only, there are still games in session, so maybe this, discussion could be continued outside the institute." Kojiro leans back, giving the official the rest of the room a sheepish smile.
"Sorry about that. We were just heading out to lunch anyway."
Garo sniffs and leans back too, straightening out the sleeves of his kimono. "Yes, I believe I'm owed a meal." Kojiro whips his head around to glare. "I paid up last night." "That was at your house. It hardly counts." Kaoru strides out of the room, with Kojiro close behind, leaving a smattering of Go players gaping and gossiping in their wake. "Why the hell doesn't it count? I made you carbonara. That's a meal." "The terms were for the loser to buy the winner a meal. That was home cooked." "You should be damn glad I cooked anything for you at all, especially since I hosted a study group that day. Those kids nearly cleaned out my pantry." Kara winces. "At least you don't have Longa in your group. Our last session, he mowed through my entire snack supply. I don't think he stopped chewing the entire 3 hours."
"As if you don't buy in bulk from Donkey anyway. Cheapskate. Besides, Longo's just one kid. My group's got 5 of them.
Maybe you should be a responsible pet owner and stop adopting every stray insect you see then,
Kara says snidely. As if to prove his point, a group of insects bow courteously to them as they pass, and Kojiro has to stop to exchange pleasantries because he apparently knows 2 of them by name. This is why Kojiro barely has time for himself, even though he's a title holder. Kara thinks irritably, snapping his fan open and glowering over to make sure the kids don't chatter at Kojiro all day. Without Kara around, he probably wouldn't even make it out of the Go Institute for lunch. Of course, Kara also thinks it's important to nurture young talent and what have you, but he prefers to focus his efforts on people who won't be a total waste of his time. He just thinks there's precious few of those, which Kojiro is well aware of. So it's a surprise that when they finally peel away from the swarm of teenagers, Kojiro says, "Actually, I was thinking of asking you to take on one of my kids."
Kara stops in his tracks and raises his eyebrow. "You're sending me one of your insei? Whatever do they do to you?"
"Ha," Kojiro snorts. "They haven't done to me. What haven't they done to me in my poor kitchen? But, no, I meant Reki."
Kara raises his other eyebrow. Kojiro might pretend not to play favorites, but when they talk about their students over their nightly games, it's Reki's name that colors Kojiro's voice with the most fondness. Kara even let Kojiro show him a game or 2 of Reki's. They're entirely unremarkable in his opinion. Reki doesn't have that spark of genius that Longa has. And yet, there's a certain joy in Reki's face whenever he plays that reminds Kara of Kojiro very much indeed. Not that Reki's been looking particularly joyful lately, but Kara suspects that's why Kojiro's asking.
"What do you want me to do with Reki?" "What you do with all your students," Kojiro says, rolling his eyes. "Make them memorize Gifu until they bleed Josuke through their ears. As if that's any way to polish someone's skill." "Nah," he adds, waving a hand at Kara to stave off the insipid argument. "I think he could do with spending more time with Longa, that's all."
It's Kara's turn to roll his eyes. "I run a steady group, not a matchmaking service," he snaps and continues walking. Kojiro grins and slouches after him.
"So Longa can't stop talking about Reki either. They're just rivals and nothing else," Reki said.
"Has anyone told Longa that?" Kara asks dryly. Longa doesn't talk much during study sessions, but if he's not asking for more food, he's starting a sentence with, "Reki says..." It's impossible to miss that Longa doesn't think of Reki in an adversarial terms at all.
"Hey, can't walk the road towards the divine mood alone," Kojiro says, bumping his shoulders companionably against Kaoru's. "But there's a lot of ways to walk it together."
"Don't start that," Kaoru warns. "You're sounding like Adam."
Adam, Shindo Honenbo, has been loudly, dramatically searching for his internal rival for years, and cruelly grinding other players under his boot along the way.
He refuses to play against either Kaoru or Kojiro, but he's had his eye on Longa since the Shin Shodan series, or as Adam is calling it, my glorious S-match with dear Longacoon, and cowards damned if he's gonna let a chance to beat some sense into Adam pass him by, even if it means having a teenager who is threatened to eat him out of house and home as a personal student. Gojiro makes a face at him. I'm trying not to encourage all that rival business, all right? Every player has something to teach you, no matter their skill, I always say. Garo hums in agreement. So why should I take Reki into my study group, other than to offload some of your food costs? Like I said, Langa doesn't think of Reki as a rival. I figure they spend more time together. Reki realizes that he doesn't have to be as good as Longa to keep playing Go with him. They can still...
I'm not good enough to be your rival.
Oh, God. I'm completely fucking up who this is.
I'm not good enough to be your rival anymore, Longa. A familiar voice says, and Kaoru and Kotaro both freeze as they round the corner.
Reki is standing in the middle of the corridor with his back to them, fist clenched, staring at his feet. Longa is standing right behind him, one hand clenching Reki's sleeve and breathing hard, as if he'd been running after Reki and only just caught him.
I don't want a rival.
Longa's voice is quiet, but the frustration and pleading in it is palpable.
I want...
Reki shakes off Longa's hand, still not looking back.
Whatever you want, I can't give it to you, okay? You're already better than I am.
You can... Longa reaches for Reki's wrist, this time tugging incessantly enough that Reki spins around and they're finally facing each other. Reki, Go isn't fun unless I'm playing with you. And for Reki to protest, and before Reki can protest, Longa is leaning in to press a clumsy kiss to Reki's mouth. Kotaro yanks Kaoru back around the corner before he can tell them off for necking in the middle of the institute.
Come on, Kaoru, Kotaro whispers. Give him 5 minutes. Don't spoil their fun.
Their fun will be spoiled if anyone catches them at it instead of us.
Gojiro interrupts him with a kiss of his own, then quickly steps out of range before Kaoru can smack him.
That's why we're standing right here in anyone else's way.
I suppose being in the way is the only thing you're good at, you hulking lump,
Kaoru gripes, but Gojiro can hear for the acquiescence it is, and only smiles back warmly. At least, when the 5 minutes are up and they walk back around the corner, arguing loudly. Reki and Longa are flushed but otherwise standing a decorous arm's length apart and entirely decent, which is more than Kaoru and Kojiro managed when they were at that age. And when Longa smiles at Reki smiles back with a certain joy in his face that reminds Kaoru of Kojiro's very, very much indeed. Enough that Kaoru finds himself saying,
Longa, you'll make time to join Nanjo Kisei's study session from next week onwards. And, Kion, you'll make time to join Longa at mine.
Longa blinks up at him,
while Reki turns redder. Behind them, Kojiro's grin widens and gives Kaoru a conspiratorial wink that Kaoru roundly ignores.
Are you sure that's okay, Sensei?
Longa asks. Aren't the Nanjo study group our rivals?
Didn't some wise man say keep your friends close and your enemies closer?
Kojiro throws an arm around Reki's shoulder and starts dragging him down the corridor.
Right, kid?
Reki somehow manages to turn an even brighter red. The road to the divine move can't be walked alone, Garu tells Lanka, who nods solemnly as they fall in step beside Reki and Kojiro. But, as a wise man once said, there's a lot of ways to walk it together.
The end.
Author's notes. Thanks as always to Ghosty for the excellent beta. Someday, I will trip you properly into Hikago, and you will learn what all of these random Japanese terms mean. Oh my god, I just saw in the kudos that Mousepelli kudoed this. That's huge. Okay, sorry. That's the end. If you enjoyed this fic, please go back and leave kudos just like Mousepelli did. Or a comment like I did. And thanks for listening. And thanks for dealing with the weird sound issues for this particular recording. Okay, bye.